Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm glad that you've tweaked in on us. We've got a really great show today. We have another Taste of Radio Grad, and we have Chris Gregoriou, who went through the grueling course as the rest of us have.
Very grueling, wasn't it? Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Chris is co-hosting today, and as our regular listeners would know, we've had other Taste of Radio Grads come in and co-host while Joe is away. Joe has been away for a fair while now. She's back in the UK, about to wing her way back to Melbourne, so she'll be on air next week.
Is she having a great time? How's she going over there?
Well, I keep sending emails saying, tell us about your great time. She said, too busy having it.
Excellent.
It's like no punctuation, which is very un-Joe. So we're very much so looking forward to her downloading over the next couple of weeks. She's had a huge trip. Our other guest we had last week, Jodie Wilmer, is currently in New Orleans. And she's been posting a bit on Facebook about that. She's at a conference in New Orleans, and that's going very well. She was very concerned that her apartment might have been flooded because the news reports about the bad weather sort of were obviously more exciting than the reality. It was virtually flooding in parts of Victoria, but yes, Not necessarily Melbourne. We had some pretty heavy rains.
We were lucky, yeah. We did get a bit of a beating, but not much, yeah.
I was going for a walk around Albert Park Lake, and it was at the brim.
Yeah,
it was enough for Victoria.
Yeah, so what was the colour of Albert Park Lake?
Slurridge, I think. On the Pantone colour scheme.
Yeah, not very pretty, yeah.
PMS.com, yeah. Something, I don't know. Yeah. But it was, yeah. I think it was delightfully enhanced by swan shit.
Oh, nice. Mm. Very nice. Very, very, very toxic, that stuff, you know.
Is it?
It's like another story. Yeah.
No, you have to tell that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, in some countries, apparently, if a bird just happens to drop something on you, it's good luck.
Yeah.
But it's very toxic. You don't want to be
gargling with it.
But that's really a totally different story, isn't it?
It is.
We don't travel.
Yeah, on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we've got a couple of different subjects coming up.
We do. We've got some great stuff.
We've got Frosty Fruits coming in. Adam is going to talk to us about an organised ski week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Coming up about 6 weeks' time.
Yep.
And we also have someone from the Spanish Film Festival that we're about to get on the line soon. So, Chris, tell us about what's been going on with your week.
Ooh, my week's been really busy, actually. There's been lots of interesting stuff going on, but I've been having a look around at what's happening around the world more so because it's bloody freezing over down in Melbourne, of course. So looking at one of the things that come to mind is there's a place I love, which is down in Phuket, Tiger Muay Thai. It's basically about 35 degrees there at the moment, and it's usually 30 degrees at night. And basically, that's the place to go to visit for a bit of an escape, if you like.
I think you're going to give us more details about that later in the show.
Yeah, why not? Let's do that. Yeah, there's lots of good stuff.
But
yeah, the week's gone so fast. I mean, here we are. I was preparing to come in today, and before you know it,
We're on air. We're in people's ears. Filling their minds.
Yeah, very quick.
It's been a mixed week in news about travel-related things. I mean, one of the saddest things, there was in Oxford, which is one of the cities most known for its not necessarily particularly gay culture, but a very benign place for gay people. And there's a gay bashing, and that's newsworthy in a city like Oxford, which is renowned for its genteel behaviour and its very studently portment. And yeah, it was very sad news. And just after Oxford Pride, so that was a shame. The reason why that's worth mentioning is these things can still happen in the safest places.
Yes.
So it's not a slur on Oxford, the city, or the UK at all. It certainly is just worth noticing that even in places where you'd least expect it.
Oh yeah, look, I think wherever you travel, you've really got to just keep an eye in the back of your head, as they say. I mean, you look at the countries that we know is not safe. I mean, look at Russia, for example.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks.
So yeah. So you know. So a very good point. You know, the safest places aren't always as safe as they can be. And look, you just got to be very careful in terms of don't feel complacent. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you for bringing up Russia. There's one thing that happened in Russia, one thing that happened in Texas this week in law that makes it quite concerning for the mm-hmm. gay and lesbian, bisexual, intersex, transgender traveller.
Oh yeah, because you're across the law side, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, at the moment in Russia, it's poised that if you even talk about homosexuality, it's a criminal offence.
Wow.
So it borders on being thought police and thought crime.
Yes.
Which is a very big challenging problem.
Yes, yes.
And the other thing is, in Texas, the governor, who also ran, Governor Christie, no, he's the New Jersey, I've forgotten his name, sorry. Mm. The governor enacted a law about freedom of religion, but it's basically trying to prove there is no freedom from religion. Mm. So you can have any religion except for atheism or agnosticism.
Yes, yes.
And I'm an agnostic, but I grew up in the Christian tradition and I'm quite happily agnostic and never been happier. Yes. But when it comes to a state, a very populous state, which has a greater population than all of Australia, Texas is very wealthy, very powerful part of the United States and constantly running around threatening to go independent.
Yes.
When they're coming around with laws basically saying you need a religion, but you don't need a specific religion...
Mm.
That's frightening.
It is frightening. And they're very loud too, the Texans, aren't they? They don't say it softly.
Not all of them. But yeah, their reputation is very similar to Australians, I've got to say.
Oh, I think Australians are a bit quieter than the Texans.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Texas. Travelling Texas is one of the most delightful, surprising experiences I've ever had. I really enjoyed it. There's a brilliant town called, it's a huge city called San Antonio, which a lot of people haven't heard of. It's one of the top 10 largest cities in the United States.
Yes.
And it is brilliant. And the people are brilliant. And it's probably best known for the Alamo. But because it's outside of Austin, which is a hugely successful tourism town, and it's not Dallas and it's not Fort Worth and it's not Houston, where most people are doing business and trading, San Antonio seems to get a bit lost. But it's a fantastic city. And if you're going to be in the Southwest, spend a little bit of extra time and get to know San Antonio. The people are amazing. The whole atmosphere of the place is amazing. It's really great. Texas really surprised me, and I really fell in love with it. I even bought a Texas sticker for the back of my car. Don't mess with Texas.
Don't get me wrong. I love the different personalities in the attitude. I mean, I was in Hawaii about 3 years ago, and I remember asking for directions. And this big American man comes up. He says, "Where are you going?" He was always yelling at me. And at first I thought, geez, hang on, what have I done wrong? And he was just saying hello. So it was great.
We should say hello to Genevieve. Genevieve's on the line, and Genevieve is the organizer of the Spanish Film Festival. So going from Tex-Mex to hola, Genevieve.
Hola.
Thanks for joining us on air.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Genevieve. Hey, g'day.
Hello.
Hello. You're over in Spain, I believe. Is that right?
No, far from it. I think I'm pretty sure it's nice and toasty over there, and I'm pretty sure I'm freezing right now.
You must be in Melbourne. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for talking to us from ethnically diverse North Fitzroy. Let's hear about the Spanish Film Festival. What's going on?
Well, it opened with an awesome party that we had at Palace Cinema Como with the opening night film, the Australian premiere of the film A Gun in Each Hand. And it has undoubtedly, that film, one of the most all-star talented casts in modern Latin American cinema. Luis Tosa, Ricardo Darín, Leonor Watling. The list goes on with them, and everyone really seemed to enjoy the film, and we had a great after party. So it's been running now, and this weekend, that particular film is doing really well tonight. I think it might sell out, but I'm sure that we'll have popular demand sessions for people to catch it as well. So now it is opened, yes, in Melbourne, and it's running at Palace Westgarth, at Kino Cinema, and also at Palace Cinema Como.
Well, Genevieve, on the Escape Pod, we like to talk about travel and getting out and about and all different things, and we like to talk about international experiences here at home, and we call it 80 around the world in 80 minutes. So what can someone do this weekend in this gloriously dove grey warmth challenge weekend that we're experiencing? How can someone have a Spanish experience and go around the world in 80 minutes? What's the first port of call?
Well, I mean, the great thing about the Spanish Film Festival is that it is unlike some other foreign film festivals. It is so diverse, being that there are films from Spain, and there are also films from Mexico, Argentina. We have one from Peru, so they can literally go around the world.
Excellent. What's the Peruvian pick for the festival?
Well, this Peruvian film is called Cielo Oscuro, so Dark Heaven, and it's a really interesting story about a love relationship kind of gone wrong and jealousy, and how it can lead to the downfall of any relationship that could be so amazing, but how it destroys, that relationship. So that's
okay.
That's
I'm assuming that's a gay film, because it seems like most of the gay relationships.
It can be applied. It can be applicable.
Yeah. Are there any gay and lesbian themed films?
No, we don't. We don't have any this year, and it's not for. I just didn't really come across any that had that those particular themes in it. But
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Just looking at some of these screenshots here, well, you could probably be missing, I'm just checking out the website, thespanishfilmfestival.com, and there's a few shots on there that look a little bit naughty, but I guess that goes with European films, doesn't it?
That's so, right. They are so much more open in general. it's a lovely approach, myself, I think, there's nothing better than being expressive. And they certainly are, yes.
Oh, that's great. So, Genevieve, just looking as well, I just realised that it's actually in 7 different places around Australia. I mean, just as Joy is can be listened to around the world, and certainly through the web and such, I've noticed that you're all over. You're in Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, is even Perth. Byron Bay. So how does it work to go to different, is there like a little entourage, a little team of people that go to different places and take this, or?
No, I mean, look, it's all exclusively through Palace Cinemas.
Right,
so
right.
So we tour it through our circuit, and this year with the new Palace Electric in Canberra opening up at the start of this year, and also Palace Byron Bay, we opened that up at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. We try and take our festivals absolutely everywhere that we can. We want to be able to offer that to, it's so much a part of Palace Cinema's identity. It's a really integral part. So, we definitely want everyone possible to access them. So, yeah, we've taken it everywhere for sure.
Wow, so Canberra now has something interesting to attend, which is Palace Cinema. Great. That's excellent. Good, good. So is there any particular movie you personally are looking to see? Is there anything that you're excited about?
Well, I've seen them all, so I do get excited about them all in their own special way. There's such
like
a
children.
Variety.
I have no favourite. That one.
It's really hard. It's like choosing one of your children.
I guess it's dangerous. You've got to be careful there too, don't you? You don't want to pick one that's you say is amazing, and then people go and see it and go, oh, no, that wasn't what
no. And that's the thing with curating. I mean, there are films in there that personally, they didn't absolutely, they weren't to my taste, but I know that there will be an audience out there for them. And so that's the thing you need to be careful of. You can't just say, I want to, put everything in the festival that just I like, because
of course.
That's not what it's about.
Well, just remind us of the website before we move on. I would love, so if anybody is listening wants to go today, how can they find out more details about what's screening, where and when?
Yep, just go to SpanishFilmFestival.com, easy as that, and all of the special events and all of the information about all of the films. There's a wonderful winner return trip to Barcelona if they do want to go around the world.
Wow.
Oh,
that's fantastic. Our co-host has just recently been through Spain. She said that it's quite amazing what you can experience in Spain at the moment with the economy the way it is. It's different. So if you've been to Spain recently in the last few years, it's highly motivating to go back again and see how different it is. It's going to be a fantastic, positive experience.
Mm, mm, mm. And I think that really comes out as well. In the films, there's so much joy. There's so much...
But has there been a reduction in film production because of the way the Spanish economy is travelling?
Not particularly that I've seen. There's obviously some there is some effect, but there isn't anything dramatic that I have seen.
Okay, good. Well, all the best to you and Palace Cinemas for screening the Spanish Film Festival, and have a wonderful experience. We really look forward to hearing about other festivals coming up in the future. So come back to us and enjoy Genevieve. Come into the studio and we will say welcome in whatever foreign language you're hosting a film festival.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks, Genevieve. Too. I've just got a question too. I'm wondering, because it's a Spanish film festival, upon entry, do we all get a shot of tequila or something along those lines before seeing the movie?
Tequila's Mexican, come on. Well, most of it. But we do have some Mexican films. So, look, there are some special events that we're doing. Palace West Garth on Thursday the 20th, and also Kino Cinema on the 18th, where there will be some Estrella beer, some cerveza, some wine, and some music and tapas on arrival.
That's pretty good.
Más bueno. If you want. Otherwise, of course, you know, the Palace Cinema bars are always stocked.
Ah, of course, yes. But I might have a tequila just, you know, just before and after. It's just for that real, you know, Mexican experience.
Yeah, great.
And Joy endorses the responsible consumption of alcohol. Thank you very much, Genevieve. Welcome back to the Escape Pod. You're with Mark and Chris Gregorio today. We're talking to the lovely Adam Bold. Adam Bold has a mixed business in Sydney. He does a whole bunch of stuff. But today he's here to talk to us about something in particular. Welcome, Adam. And you are a ski bunny.
I am a bit of a ski bunny, though I tend to be more of an praise queen myself.
Right. So you're the 19th hole golfer of skiing.
We're back in the chalet. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So you're more off-piste than anything
else. Absolutely. Yes, right. I'm very good at off-piste.
So tell us what you're organising and what you've got coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, well, it's the fifth annual Frosty Fruit ski trip.
Frosty Fruits?
Frosty Fruits, yes. It's Australia's gay and lesbian ski week.
Right.
We do it at Hotham Alpine Resort in the lovely Victorian Alps, a lovely five-hour drive from Melbourne. This, as I said, this is our fifth year. It's a national event. People come from all over the country, which is fantastic. And it's a lovely group of gay men and women.
Excellent. So you're doing this in a couple of weeks' time. So what date is the whole event happening?
Yep. We kick off on Friday, July 26th.
Okay, so you depart Melbourne. Do you leave from here or do you meet there?
Either. There's actually a bus going from Southern Cross Station.
Yep.
That is with the Hotham Bus Company. Takes us straight up there. If there are people listening from Sydney or anywhere else in the country, they can actually fly in from Sydney Airport direct to Hotham Airport. So it's very easy to get to.
You're getting together, then you rock up. You've got chalets, is that?
Yes.
What's the program? Let us know.
Yeah, we've basically got a very organised program. It's a sort of a premium event as well. So it's people arrive. We've got a full program that runs for 4 days or 8 days, all kicking off on Friday the 26th. We start off with a welcome lunch and then it sort of rolls from there. We have organised ski
activities. What's for lunch?
What's for lunch? It's gourmet. Alpine gourmet food.
Right. Pine cones.
No. They're sort of wraps and quiches and we've got to have quiche and that sort of thing. We start off with a welcome tour that afternoon. So if you've never been up there before, we get you out with the mountain hosts that take you over the runs. We have warm-up dinner and drinks that night. And then the next morning we all meet for breakfast. And the program, and then we have lessons, or if you don't want lessons, you can actually buddy up in the morning and then go skiing with people in the group.
Well, this brings me to my first point, is what level of skiing proficiency or wakeboarding or snowboarding or whatever experience do you need to make the most of a Frosty Fruits experience?
Look, we have novices or beginners come with us each year. Hotham's actually known as a really good resort for people to learn and to begin because it's actually located on top of the mountain. So your beginner's area, you can actually walk straight across the road to the beginner's area and there you are and you're on the flat already. There's about 40% intermediate runs and then it's split novice and black runs above that. So it's a very mixed... We have people that are complete beginners, haven't skied in years, that come back on, or advanced skiers that come along and just get out there.
Excellent. It is open to everybody. And yes, is it just skiing or is there snowboarding?
No, it's mixed.
Or tumbling down hills?
I say ski, I have to say snowboard as well.
Right.
Everyone's welcome. We actually have mixed group. We actually have mixed couples where one of the couple is a boarder, the other one's a skier.
Oh my God, is that legal?
Well, there's always that lovely argument about, you know, the fact that all the boarders do is push the snow from the top of the hill to the bottom, which the skiers don't like. And then there's that thing.
Is there a tribal element to all this?
There's a bit. Well, you see, there's that cliche that you've got the young surfy type boys that just naturally navigate to the boarding. So there's that sort of appeal, shall we say, for that category.
And all the old school matrons are at the top of the with their skis, clutching their pearls, possibly, disagreeing with them and looking for a chief Rotarian to tell them off.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, no. And well,
sounds
and actually,
thrilling.
And we get some people to do cross-country skiing as well, so that's a whole different thing again.
And what if you're a non-skier? Is this still of value?
We actually have a special watchman's program, or a watcher's program if you're a lady, which is more about actually being, because some people have never seen snow before and people actually want to come there. So we do programs that involve day spa activities where there's actually dog sledding at Hotham. It's the only place in the Southern Hemisphere where you can actually get on a dog sled and run. Which is a lot of fun, and the animals are all gorgeous. They're actually rescue dogs that they've actually brought in, and then they've put them into the to train them, and they're just beautiful creatures. They're lovely. We do snow play, so that's when you can you can go off and do build snowmen, do tobogganing, that sort of stuff. The
snow
fun
angels.
Stuff, yes, snow angels, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The low level stuff.
Okay. So this is something that everyone can go. So if you're in a relationship and you or a bunch of friends want to go, and someone just really isn't interested in hurtling down a slick hill, then there's still a lot to do.
Actually, last year I had a lady that joined us, and she was a non-skier. She brought a couple of skier friends with her, and she had a lovely time making snowmen on her balcony and getting up to mischief in fur. So she was having lots of fun.
Ah, mischief in fur.
Faux fur, of course, yes.
Okay. So the accommodation. Talk to us about the accommodation.
Yes, accommodation's all on mountain. So we actually are on literally the top of the mountain. It's chalet accommodation, and we've got about 100 beds booked across the mountain at the moment.
Talk to us about open fires.
Open fires, the lovely. Look, the chalets are generally three-storey, and the top story's got this beautiful open living area. It looks out across the mountain. The views are quite stunning because you're right on the top and you get these beautiful views. And we actually, most of them, I think, face east, so you get this beautiful sunrise as the sun comes over the mountains. It's lovely. There's lots of gay camaraderie in the chalets. People, they sit around the fireplace at night, have a few glasses of Glutwein or your mulled wine. And it's people really appreciate that mix. And because we're mixing men and women as well, everyone's there to have a good time. Mm. It's very social and people get to meet, people.
How do we get prepared for this? Is it something that you can just rock up to, or do you think that you really need to put some work in doing the squats at the gym?
Yeah, look, if you've never been before, you are going to an altitude and a height. So, the air's a bit thinner. Which means that, like, even me, a low level of fitness, you can get a bit short of breath. So, any sort of cardio activity that you can do, anything that can actually get you going, perhaps this is something Chris can talk to, but
a
program to get
guru.
You fit.
Yeah,
you know?
He's out doing some push-ups.
Yeah, but that's stuff. But the trick is that, you've got to have a level of fitness. But if you've never skied, you can come and do it. But you've just got to be aware that there is a level of physical exertion. Mm. But the beauty with being on mountain is that if you get a bit tired, you can go back and have a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this sounds very exciting. So we leave on Friday the...
26th.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, so it's Friday to Monday.
Okay. And what are the options then?
So, basically, we're doing a short stay and a long stay. Short stay, 4 days, Friday to Monday, if you're a busy person and you don't have a lot of time. Or if you want the full experience, we go Friday to Friday.
Okay, so the whole week in the ski. And to organise skiing lessons is something that you do prior with you through the booking process?
Yep, we just do that as well. We've got various bundled deals and that sort of thing that we can put people into. We package and bundle everything up. We do all the back end work for people. They just let us know what they need and we'll go and book it all.
And what about health insurance? Would you advise people make sure they've got significant cover before they go?
Oh, look, with any travel trip, there's a level of insurance that's appropriate. And with any sort of physical activity, you are doing something that involves a level of risk.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's just, you need to be aware of that yourself.
Yeah, here in the Escape Pod, we're very big on making sure people have two things. They have a credit card with some limit, and there's no greater security than access to funds. Adam, where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, the best thing is jump straight to our website, which is pointsofdifference.com, and follow the links there through to the Frosty Fruits pages.
Right, and you can see the rainbow goggles are right there on the front page. I've just noticed that. So
yes.
Tap and click. It's pointsofdifference.com. And there's a phone number too, right?
Yes. Yes, they can. They can ring us on 03 9016 9445.
That's excellent. That's very exciting. So we've got a lot more coming up later in the hour. Chris is going to talk to us again, as he did a while ago, about how to get yourself fit and ready to rock and roll for all these really cool, excuse the expression, but cool winter sports. Genevieve got jiggy, and she came back and said there is a film that's screening at the Spanish Film Festival that has gay and lesbian themes in it. It's called The Summerside.
Oh, The Summerside, very nice. Very nice.
So look out for that if you're going to the Spanish Film Festival. Thanks, Genevieve, for jigging that note into us.
Yes.
We have a couple of different things to talk about at the moment, Chris.
Yes,
and
we do.
Want our listeners to let us know. We did talk to Adam, and you're going to give us some more hints and advice on getting ready for ski season, how
that's
to glute right. up.
Yes,
because Adam did talk about glute wine.
Oh, he did glute wine, but actually quite funny, in terms about getting jiggy with it, you've also got the, there's a bus leaving from Southern Cross Station. I did have a little giggle when I heard that there'd be I wonder what it would be like on that bus with everybody heading off to the snow and frosty fruit, so it could be a little bit of a party bus, I guess.
Yeah.
Might have, disco mirror ball in there and all that sort of stuff off to the snow. But So I guess it's important to, if you're going up on such an event like this, you know, it's good to be prepared. You know, we prepare from the fact of, you know, dressing and making sure that we've got the right attire so we don't freeze or get wet. But it's also important to prepare, if you like, your muscles and your body so that you certainly don't injure yourself, but you've got the ability to enjoy the day and get out on the slopes and ski away. So whether you're a snowboarder or whether you're a skier, at the end of the day, there's a few things that really do that are important to look at, and that is things like, what's your core strength like? You know, how's your midsection? Are you fairly is there a bit of strength there? You know, if you get lower back tightness or lower back problems, if you know, these days we tend to be more sedentary and sitting in desks or sitting down all day, so it's all the more reason to actually get up and do a little bit of pre-prep before hitting the slopes. And what do you think of that, Mark? Does that sound like
I think everyone should get their glutes and their traps and their quads and their abs into it.
That's the stuff, yes. That's the you got it. Yeah, so certainly a lot of legwork is a good thing to be doing. And glutes are one of those very important things that you need.
Well, everyone wants to be gluten-free these days. So is that the same thing?
Gluten-free? It's a little bit different. Yeah, but, as long as you don't. Some things we eat, some things we don't. Yeah, so
wow.
We'll leave that one.
You went to tossing salads. So what else have we got going on? You were mentioning there are other alternatives than getting yourself snap frozen in Hotham. There are things to do.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, looking at what the alternatives are, not everyone likes the cold. And depending on generally, yeah.
So hard as it is to believe.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah, some just detest it. So, which, fair enough, each to their own. But then again, some don't like the heat. But if you're one of these people that hate the cold, well, there's some terrific things you've been doing. Miami Beach in Florida. Wow. Actually, there's some great stuff happening over there. There's a big bodybuilding competition. And with that bodybuilding competition, I'll give you a bit of information on that in a second. There's a swimsuit roundup coming up, which is... at the roundup. Basically,
you're getting distracted, and it's because I can see you looking at the visuals of the swimsuit roundup.
Oh, I'm just looking
and radio
at it
going, is not a visual medium.
Yeah.
So you've got all these international bodybuilders that are going for this gay bodybuilding pose down.
Yeah, here it is, Miami Beach, June 28th to 29th. So if you want to go to Florida, and just so you know, just if you ever wondered, what do they get rate or score these bodybuilders on? Swimsuit roundup is 45% of the score.
Your shaving accuracy.
Poison presence, 25%. Body condition, 25%. If you're a man or a woman, your masculinity or femininity is 25%.
Do you get to choose?
Some do.
It's like lift and tuck.
There you go. Some do get to choose. But stage etiquette, just important. If you want to travel, and perhaps if you ever thought of doing bodybuilding, I've actually got a brother who's a bodybuilder, so I've learned a few things. But this is interesting. Stage etiquette, walking, turning, and poising in an overly sexual manner, including bending over in a reverse position, spreading of legs beyond shoulder width, moves indicative
Whose
of...
shoulders?
Well...
Yeah. Mention?
Moves indicative of a stripper or other provocative body positions and or movements will result in a deduction of points at the discretion of each judge. So if you get up on stage and you're wearing one of those little G-string things, as manly as you may feel you are, you've got to be careful with your stage etiquette not to. However, that's over in Florida, so Miami Beach.
So which event is this? This is a gay and lesbian event, right?
Oh, no, I think it's a mixed event, but it's called Fitness Universe, if anyone's interested.
Okay.
So there's going to be quite a few people to see there. Another place which is bit dear to my heart is in Phuket. There's a place called Tiger Muay, and basically twice a week they do this thing called beach boot camp. So you can run around the beach, 30 plus degree weather, of course, every day. And beautiful, beautiful clear skies. They do that twice a week. It started off with around 10 people every morning, and it's grown to 80 plus every time they run this event. And these are people from all around the world. So, you know, it's fairly cheap to get there. They run every day, two different CrossFit sessions every day. If anyone's heard of CrossFit, it's like a big group thing that you do. They run a mixed martial arts. They do all sorts of stuff. However, if you...
What do you mean by all sorts of stuff? We're talking about lifting heavy things, grunting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All the good stuff.
That us
personal trainers love, yeah.
Exactly. We're going to do this by a busy road. Ooh, booyah.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Yeah, give it to me. Yeah, yeah.
Passive-aggressive bunch of pricks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we do for a living. Yes. So then there's the other flip of the coin. If you say, well, I'm going to go over and I just want to warm up, and you can always go for things like a massage, or you can do a detox. And they do it in extremes in some of these countries.
Extreme detox.
Oh, yeah. They've got the 7-day detox.
We're relaxing to the extreme.
7 days. 7 days of just eating not very much of coconut. Actually, you're allowed 2 coconuts a day, and you drink this clay, and there's all sorts of... And I won't get into all the gory details, but...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, let's just say you're cleaned from the top to the bottom on these deluxe detoxes. Generally, they'll
deluxe,
also...
Deluxe, 2 coconuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And food that's a bit like, well, it's not designed to stay in your body. So it detoxes you very well.
Like cod liver oil?
Things like garlic and... nasty sort of, you know.
Well, garlic's a good
garlic's
thing.
A great thing, but you know, things that, yeah, it creates an garlic interesting smell.
Garlic and psyllium husk.
So that's right, psyllium husks and Benetton clay. Do you know what Benetton clay does in your body? It solidifies. Moving on. So there's health retreats as well for those that
And I'm
aren't
sure everything
into...
tastes like boiled water and soot.
It does actually. But it's good for you, they say.
Keeps the skin dry.
That's what they say. Yeah, they say it's good for you. So
keep
yeah,
you
so,
single.
So I'm not sure that all Joy listeners are all fitness fanatics and such. Some like to enjoy the finer things in life. So yeah, certainly in Phuket is, well, in Phuket, Serenity Health Resort is one of these places.
Sounds serene.
It is. It's very relaxing.
The Sanitaria,
photos,
mate.
The photos look beautiful.
Really? Where can people find out more information? How can people book?
Sure, they can have a look at Serenity Health Resort, or even just Googling if you like.
Just do it yourself.
Put in Phuket Health Resorts, and there's lots of those. And the reality is that they're extremely cheap. So, you know, you could go over there, and if you exercise, great. You can, at the end of the day, when you're all feeling like, you know, there's nothing, you can't walk, you can have a massage for $10 a day, or $10 a massage. You can go and have a detox for... You know, and have all these amazing things done to your body and starve yourself for usually about $100 a day.
I feel like I'm 100 baht.
Doesn't that sound great? but I think definitely the Florida one sounds interesting. You get to see all these bodybuilders.
Yeah, I know, you're intrigued.
Get up on stage. Yeah, I mean, I put on the fake tan. And you know,
I can see why an iPad's a one-handed device. This is Mark, and we're with Chris Gregory, who is a former Taste of Radio colleague of mine and now on-air colleague, while our usual co-host, Joe, is traipsing around Europe. She's having a wonderful time. Too busy to talk, apparently.
Yes.
Too many Europeans to talk to.
looking forward to the stories when she gets back.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just on that, if you are interested in radio, and Joy is a community station, we're here for the gay, lesbian, bi, R2D2 community. And you can,
well
be,
said.
You can be a part of radio. You can be front of house, you can be back of house. But the Taste of Radio course is a great way to get involved. It's was it 8 weeks?
It was about that, yeah.
8 weeks.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. 8 weeks just in the morning, and there's some evening sessions. Have a look on the website for the next course. Leanie is a very talented member of the Joy team who's very passionate about radio.
Oh, yes.
And
she's good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very inspirational. Yeah. And if you're not a member, you can certainly join up. And I know that you've probably heard throughout the radiothon about joining up. And if you missed it, you can still join up. Join Joy by website or phone. For a family, it's only $96. For an individual, it's $72. Concession is $36. Under 18 is $22. And I believe Rupert Murdoch in his divorce was about to cough up the $165 to put News Corp. Is that right?
Is that
have I made that all
yeah,
out?
Yeah, no, yeah? That's about right. Yeah,
yeah, that was a career-limiting move in the media, probably. Okay, we have a bunch of global events. So after you've joined up, Joy,
you could go to Nashville Pride. See, summer in the Northern Hemisphere is Pride season. So we mentioned a bunch last week. Nashville, all off and go. Rhode Island, Pride Scotia, which is in Scotland, not Nova Scotia, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So don't book the wrong ticket. And Studfest Berlin, Augusta Pride, Gay Pride New Orleans, Barcelona, Toronto, Skivadaga, which is the Oslo Gay Pride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you knew that.
Oh, yes.
Berlin Pride and the Christopher Street Day in Berlin.
Oh, that sounds good. That's the Christopher Street Day in Berlin.
Yeah.
What happens there?
Well, it's a whole day of everyone dressing up like Christopher Street.
Okay.
But just for one day.
Dressing up.
Germans are very good timekeepers.
Like myself, because that's I'm Christopher as well.
Yeah, could be. I'm not sure.
Great. Okay.
You could go to their website and find out more, which is www.csd-berlin.de.
All right, I'm onto it.
Onto it?
Right, yep.
Yeah. You and your iPad. There's also Fantasy Pride in Cologne, Gay Pride Week, there's a whole Gay Pride Week in Berlin. Folsom Street East. Now, some of us who are into the more sticky-fingered parts of our subculture are very familiar with Folsom, and it's a whip-cracking good time.
Sorry, sticky. I don't follow.
People who are into the leather.
Oh, right. I don't know about that stuff. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I didn't hear that term before. Sticky finger. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Is that something? Oh, well, we'll just see.
I'm not into it, but no. I'd like to learn.
Oh, good.
So I'd like to actually have a listener who is into the leather culture reach out to us on Joy 94.9. Phone us at 1300-JOY-949. Email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS us at 0427-JOY-949. And let us know if you are sitting at home listening to us and your chaps.
Mm.
Or getting more musty for the evening.
Yeah, so if there's any places in the world that are worth visiting that are great for that.
Well, the Folsom Street Fair, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's in the Castro in San Francisco, and it's a very free exhibition of alternative sexuality, mostly gay, but very much so in the leather scene.
Okay, excellent.
And so there's a lot of on-street live performances that would probably not happen in most other parts of the world. You don't see a lot in Jeddah.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But there's a alternative one, which is Folsom Street East, which is in New York City.
Wow.
So that's folsomstreeteast.org if you're interested in having a look and a blush.
Mm. There you go.
If you're a good Protestant like me. So there's lots of global events coming up. We were also talking about a bit of etiquette before.
Yes.
And etiquette for people who are travelling and exercising.
Yes, etiquette. Well, it's interesting that when we were talking about the ski events coming up, we talked about Frosty Fruits. Etiquette on the slopes. I mean, I remember when snowboards first came out? This is going back a while ago. It's probably over 10 years ago, wasn't it?
No, I'm quite young.
Yeah, no, I remember snowboards coming out, and I was initially a skier, and all of a sudden snowboards, I was like, wow, let's try this out. On the slopes, there was this real hatred of snowboarders, and I don't understand why. Well, probably because everyone was still learning and bowling over the skiers, and there was no etiquette at the time. It was basically, you bloody snowboarders, get off the slopes. But these days, we're working in harmony. You know, you get your mixture. I'm not sure on the ratio between snowboarders and skiers, but basically, at one stage it was 50-50 and everyone seemed to, there wasn't an issue with snowboarders. Some snowboarders actually used to get kicked off the ski fields when they first introduced snowboards. So I guess, so when we talk etiquette on the slopes, that's an interesting one because...
Adam from Frosty Fruits mentioned off air before, it doesn't matter if you follow the rules of etiquette, just follow the laws of physics. If you're hurtling down a slick hill and there's a child teetering away in front of you...
Mm-hmm.
Commit to not killing anybody.
Yes. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, the first rule...
Bono yourself into a tree.
Well, one of the things that you should always do is ski in control. Very important. I mean, the moment you're out of control, you're pretty much... I apply the same thing when exercise as well, in terms of if you're ever in the gym or you're playing around with weights, always be in control. And you see a lot of people just throwing things around and getting excited, thinking, oh, yeah, look, I can bench press 100 kilos. Well, you know, is it really effective? And it's not really. You've got to be in control of what you're doing. So certainly on the ski fields, show that respect to the others. And the moment you're coming down those slopes and you don't have that control, well, yeah, it's good to take out insurance. So maybe that's the first step.
Yeah, one of the big things we always go on about here at Escape Pod is when you're traveling, make sure you've got a credit card with credit or access to funds.
Yep.
Keep an alternative card so you've always got money because money will get you out of any problem.
Oh, yes,
and always buffer that and always make sure you're well insured.
Yes.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.